Vaisurika. Mashram b'drabbanan, though, we do consider them like brothers, and one is not allowed to marry the other one's wife. You're not chayiv, there's no issur d'oraisa, m'drabbanan, you're not brothers. Because once the father was a guy. But m'drabbanan, mashma, there is an issur. So Gemara says, no. It could be, who are din, the afilu isura namilata. Maybe, no, there's not even an issur. These two brothers are not called brothers. For Yadi, the boy, they missed the sefer. Since we want to say in the sefer, Avul Chayovim in the sefer, it says that when first the mother became a Jew, and then she had two boys, that those are called real brothers, that the Chayiv one and the other. For Eshesach, Torinam Eresha and Chayovim. That's why it says in Eresha, Stam Eleshen Avain Chayovim. Lenachnami doesn't mean that it's also with the Rabbonin. It could be even with the Rabbonin, they're not called brothers. Omar Rav, Rav said this. Hodi Omar Rabbanan, that's what Rabbanan say. Ein avla mitzri. A mitzri as a goy doesn't have a father. There's no din father by a mitzri. Rashi, Rafilu Achi. Rafilu Echad, Alekal Meimar, Kekon Shanel Adami. Even when you can't consider him a Kotan Shanel Ad. Kegoyin, Harosa Shloi Begdusha, Fuledosa Begdusha. Let's say the mother became pregnant when she was a goy. She was a mitzri. And then she became a Jew. And then she gave birth. So she gave birth really to a Jewish boy. Still, he has no yichus his father. The yesh loy shermanav kishay Yisrael gomer. The yesh loy shermanav. Even in such a case, he has nothing to do with his father. His father was a goy at the time, so he's not called the son of the father, even though he's called the son of his mother. That's this din that ain't av limitri. Tamura says loy tamer. Don't say the reason is. Mishum d'shtufe b'zima, because the mitzvahs have a lot of znus, so you never know who the real father is. The layadi, we don't know who the father is. No, avul yadi chashinan. But at this svar, what would be if we know really who his father is? Then we'd say this is the son. Versus no, ela afilu diyadi nami. Even if we know for sure who his father is, lay chashinan, he doesn't go after his father. There's no din yichus by a goy. To a shnei achin tumin. If you have two twins, the tipa achas hoya. Mamash, then for sure we know it came from the same father. Twins came from the same tipa. For nechla kol ishtayim, how do you have twins? That the zera comes out of the father and divides into two. Uktani sefer, still it says here, leicholtzim loy miyavmin. That these two brothers are not considered brothers. Shema aminu, what do we see from here? That afkurei afkurei rachman lazarei. That the zera of a goy is not miyachas, don't have shaykhas one to the other. Even though this is the son of the father, he does not call the son of the father. They're not called brothers. The zera of goyish or zera has no shaykhas one to the other. The pasuk says, Pesach ha-morim b'sorim, like their skin, their flesh is like a donkey. The zirmosom susim zirmosom, the zera they have is like a horse. Just like a horse, the son of a horse is not called the son. There's no din yichus. The children don't go after the father. There's no din children to a father. Who are din by goyim? There's no din son to a father. By the Toshima, come and bring another proof. The Yomar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa b'niftayim hager. It happened a story once, but this ger b'niftayim shenosa eshes achim mimay. He married Taka, the wife of his brother from the same mother. Notice again, the mother, the goy, first had two sons, and they're both misgayer. And now later, one brother married the wife of the other brother. And the story, the case came in front of the Chachamim. For Yomrun, they said, Ain Ishus Lager. There's no Ishus Lager. For the Gemara, what does that mean? The Kiddush Ochanam, the Tafsir Bokadushin. Like, why not? A ger means he became a Jew. If he became a Jew now when he marries a lady, why isn't the Kedushin Chal? How about the ger can marry a lady? Elaim would rather say like this. Ein Isser Eishas Ach Leger. That's what it means to say. There's no Isser of an Eishas Ach Leger. If two brothers are Mizgayer now become Jews, they don't have a lot of brothers. One is allowed to marry the wife of the other one. If one gives a get to his wife, the other brother can marry her. So my love doesn't mean to say the Nas Ba'ach. Kishuger, so one brother got married when he was a Jew already. And still what? The other brother's allowed to marry her. So you have a raya, they're not called brothers at all. Tomorrow says Loi. Loi did not spoke a Shemavik Echavim. It means to say when one brother married when he was a guy, that means nothing. For the Gemara, Keshuavik Echavim, Maila Meimel, like what's there to say? A guy has no Kedushin anyway. Not because they're not brothers, but some a guy has no Kedushin. So what's the Kiddush here? Tomorrow says, now the time I would have thought, Ligza, let's make a Gzeira. Keshuavik Echavim. Auto Kishuger Kamash Mulan. Maybe I shouldn't have made a Gzeira that his wife that he had when he was a guy should be Yosef now. Auto the wife that he has when he becomes a Jew. Kamash Mulan, that Gzeira we don't make. So again, there's no proof from here. All it means to say is that they were married when they were Goyim. And then they became a Ger, so those wives are not called wives. And now they're allowed to marry. But let's say once they became a Jew, now one brother married one wife. And another brother married the other wife, and one gives a get, it could be the other brother is not allowed to marry her. Midrabbanan, they are considered brothers, that one is also with the other one's wife. So now we have no proof. Tarshima, come in here. The Omar ben Yosiyan. Ben Yosiyan said like this. When I went over this to an island, I found the ger. Shenosa Eshes Ochiv Meimai, that he married the wife of his brother from the same mother. Omar Tilois, I said to him, Bini, Mi Yashacho, who gave you the heter? Who said you're allowed to do it? Omali, Hare Isha Veshiva Baneo, Avsasol Ze Yoshev, Rav Akiva, that Rav Akiva sat on this stool, for Yom Ashnei Devorim, and he said two things, Rav Akiva, that Ger Noisa Eshes Ochiv Meimai, yes, a Ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife. For Yom said another thing he said, Yom Akiva, that the Pasuk says by Yoina, for Yom Vayhi Dabar Hashem al Yoina Shenis, Lamer, came a second time. So we dash in, Shenis Dibrima Shchina, Shlishas La Dibrima Shchina. The Shchina spoke with Yoina a second time and not a third time. Those are two things Yom Akiva said over. But I call upon him to turn me as what did we learn over here? That Ger Noisa Eshesachim Imoi. That a ger, after his mezgaya becomes a Jew, one brother is allowed to marry his other brother's wife when he gives her a get. So my love, aren't we talking about the nosvach of kishu ger? We're talking about even though after they became Jews, if one brother got married and gave her a get, the other brother is allowed to marry her. So we see we do not consider them like two brothers. So Mara says, like the case is, the naspa kishuav kichavim. But talking about these are the wives they had when they were goyim. For the Gemara was so, Maila Meimer, what's the Chiddush of Adam they couldn't marry now? Maila Teim, again, I would have thought, Nigza Keshua V'Kechavim, Otu Keshuger Kamash Malon. Maybe the Shiva Gzeira, that just like when they become Gerim now, they can't change over their wives. So maybe the wives they had when they were goyim, also they can't interchange. Kamash from that, we don't make Gzeira. That when they were married, when they were goyim, those wives are not called wives at all. And if now they all become Jews, they're allowed to marry the other one's wife. Mashenken, once they're Jews, if the two brothers got married, they could be Midrabban and the Yakud like brothers. And now if one brother gives his wife a get, the other brother is not allowed to marry him. So you have no proof. For the Gemara Mi Mehemin, do we believe them? What they said over. That Rabbi Akiva said this, do we believe them? The Yom Amar, the Yom Amar Rav Abba, Yom Amar Rav Huna, Yom Amar Rav, that called Talmud Chochem Shemar Alocha, Shemar Alocha. Anytime a Talmud Chochem passed in the Shiloh, Ubo, and he says it over. He says Alocha Maisa. Im Koide Maisa Amro, if he said over the Alocha before the case actually happened, Shoyim Loi. Then we believe in what he's saying, like it's not a Magei Medover. He's stanced over what the Locha should be. The Yimla, but let's say first the case came in front of us. And now we stand over what the Locha is. We're afraid he's a Magei Medover. He's saying the Locha because he wants it to be this way. See, also, we found out the guy was married. So how can we trust him that this is the Locha? It's after the case happened. We shouldn't trust him anymore. Iboy 71 Terrence is, Moira Ubohoy Enachanami. That first they said over the Aloch and then the case happened. The boy Yisaima Mishum Dekom because he said, Hare Isha Veshiva Boneo. He said over clearly this lady with the seven children, so that's why we believed him. Trashi Raya, she'okaydim l'chein. His riot really happened before, because he said over clearly the case. The boy is saying another pshat is shani hocha. Because he said over another case with it, like he said over the case of Yena. But since he said over another halacha, therefore we believe him completely. Omarana, what did he say before? That the pasuk says, "Vayhi divar Hashem al Yena Shenis." Hashem spoke to Yena a second time, later, saying, "So we dashin Shenis dibri moshchino." The second time Hashem spoke with him, "Shlishis lo dibri moy," but not a third time. I will see if the pasuk says, "Who heishiv es gvul Yisrael milovei Hamas ad Yamarova kidvar Hashem asher dibor biyad avdoi Yena ben Amitai Novi." So Mashma Hashem did speak to him another time. Amaravina Aliske Ninva Kamar. Song about Aliske Ninve, that's the only spoke twice and not three times. But Yoin himself, Hashem Ptaka, spoke more. Just about Ninve, he only spoke two times. Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok Kamar Hofi Kamar. This is what the pasuk means. Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibor Biyad Avdei Anovi. That Kishem Shenepach LeNinve Meirul Toiva. Just like it was changed over from bad to good. We changed over also from bad to good. But not that really Hashem the Shekhinah spoke to Ninve again, to Yoin again. Toshma, come in here. Ger shoye leidosa b'kdusha. His leida b'kdusha means when he was born already, his mother became a Jew when she was pregnant. For a rosa shle b'kdusha, his mother became pregnant, the father was a goy. And then the mother became pregnant, and then she became a Jew. That's called her Rosai Shalai B'Kdusha. When she became pregnant, she was not a Jew yet. Yesh Loi Sharein, they have relatives to the mother. The Yain Loi Sharav, but they have no relatives to the father. This kid now is not Miuchas after his father. Ketzer, what does it mean? Noso Achoiso Min Ein. Yoitze. If this kid now marries his sister from the same mother, it's Yoitze, he's not allowed to. This kid and his sister are called brothers and sisters. They can't marry. Minav Yikayim. Let's say he marries a sister only from the same father, that's mutter. Since the father was a guy, father had a girl and a boy, they're not called brothers and sisters. Here's Yikayim. Achoisav Minayim. If you have what? Your father's brother from the same mother. You might say, you have to can't marry. There's the heir, there's the